Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location default route. It's been a while since I got on here and did this. Life has been busy. Busy good. Busy. See, good can be busy too. Traveling and going to concerts and flying here, flying there, takes a toll on you. Just because it's a vacation or a getaway doesn't mean you're not expending energy to do it. And it adds up. All the while working close to 37 and a half hours a week, trying to maintain that and not use any PTO to keep that ball going, and walking 5 miles a day and blah, 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 blah. It's a good life. I don't want it to seem like I'm complaining. I'm just probably editorializing. But I'm here at the ultimate remote location, Youngstown, Ohio. Place I was born and raised. Getting over allergies. Still a lot of mucus circulating up in my nasal drips and whatnot. It's coming out. Came out this morning. That hard kind. But it was good to spit it out. As you can see, we got blue skies and clouds. Yesterday was solid. Cloudy. I wouldn't even call it overcast. It was just cloudy. It was like the rain kind of clouds. And it rained maybe a half hour, if that long, yesterday. But it came down hard. Then it was gone. And the sky opened up. Strangest thing in the world for me is WRTA bus. They're free in Youngstown. You can ride the bus for free. Which is probably a cool thing, if you think about it. Eight Market. It was Eight Market when I lived here. Years ago. See? Good thing y'all didn't see that. But it had to get out of there. Gotta spit it out. Here today, Youngstown, Ohio, the ultimate remote location. My roots. The weather. The trees. The green grass. The buildings. I don't know if you call it vintage or... It's definitely vintage because it's not nostalgia. A lot of this wasn't rebuilt. A lot of it is just the way it was. And this thing been hanging down. That thing been hanging down for years. I like the old architecture. Stuff like that. Anything that was standing or built while I was living here holds a significance to me. Like this building up here with the green roof or overhang or whatever you want to call it. There used to be a Sparkle Market. So I remember that style of building. It was pretty much like that. I think it might have been built after I left, but it was still 20, 30 years old when they did it. It was 20 years ago. Now it's an auto parts store. Market Street was the main drag. It was the big dog growing up. Going to the mall. I do believe I can remember when they built the mall. We used to go. Sure, I've told the story before. But anyway, not even sure if I did this since I celebrated my birthday. Have I talked to y'all since I celebrated my birthday? June 4th. Flew to Kansas City. Saw that band, Parliament Funkadelic, featuring George Clinton in the Parliament Funkadelic. Seeing everybody. One point I do want to make is my life must be good. It must be good. Could this be me immersed in funk so deep? Could this be me? This music can't be beat. Because I'm going and I'm listening to these bands. Various bands over the last few months. Or several months or however you want to look at it. In which I've noticed that they all have been so good, or I felt that they were all just so good, that I question me. Am I going soft? Or am I in a different place? It almost has to be me. To roughly start it off, May 4th, 420 Funk Mob New Orleans. After that show, I said, this was the best I've ever heard P-Funk play. Again, whether that's true or not, whether it's accurate or not, it doesn't matter. That's how I felt. And to have that feeling is priceless. From a subjective experience. Oh, y'all saw that one. Not bad. It was a good one till you hear it. Came from way up in there. And I could just feel it, and I could breathe a lot better. I could feel myself breathing better. Not because of that air conditioner. But anyway, I said, hearing 420 Funk Mob play in New Orleans, May 4th, I felt at the time, and even the day after, that was the best I've ever heard P-Funk play. And the reasoning or justification or whatever that you want to say for that is the group consists of possibly the best players of that music on the planet. Man for man, a very strong argument can be made that nobody plays the music better at each individual position than that lineup. I was going to say something, but I'm just going to let it go. Because there's one position that I could question, but that's just purely my subjective preference. But I just let it go. I'm going to be congenial, because it's not the point. And then the next day, even after that stellar performance, The same day, in fact, the same day, even after that cell performance, I went to a George Clinton party with Funkadelic in New Orleans. You know, the full band, VGP, and you know, everybody. And it's a different kind of thing. And it was good. It was good. But after that 420, it was, I mean, it's hard to follow that. It was just really hard to follow that night. But a month later, June 4th, my birthday, I saw George Clinton probably been fucking Funkadelic in Kansas City, and they killed. They killed. They opened up with Knee Deep. That was it. They opened up with Knee Deep for me. And they took it into some different places and pivoted and did some stuff. It just made it exciting. I was like, damn. Now, I'm not going to say, I wasn't inclined to say that was the best I've heard them. At least not at that moment. But I am inclined to say that I think the band right now, pound for pound, is playing the music quite possibly better than it ever has been. I can't say that. I was gonna say better than it ever has been played. But I listened to some of the previous concerts, and the energy and the attention is different. The tempo's faster, a lot more energy, a lot more energy. It's a different thing. So at least they're playing better in the last 20 years. It's all coming out now. No, I don't want y'all to see that, but it's all coming out now. I'm breathing a lot better. Probably because I'm out of that air conditioner. Okay, we're not talking about that. And then I see P-Funk in Vegas, and it was good. I saw P-Funk in Vegas, and it was good. And take that just the way I said it. And it was good, because compared to, you know, the recent performances, it was in there. And then I went and drove to San Diego, saw him next day. And I was tired. I sat down in the back and watched that show. I got a chair and I plopped it up in the back and I sat there. And watched it from the back. I wasn't in the front row. I couldn't do it. I couldn't stand there, earn that position. So Ra and Oli showed up later. And saw Ra, you know, he got his pole position. But I couldn't do it. I had to sit down and relax. And get liquid refreshments and take the show from back in a chair. I had a chair. It was good. But it was good. And then, after all of that, June 13th, I think it was, LA Maggots, they played. LA Maggots, they played. And I'm watching them, listening to them. And I'm like, damn. Can this be that good? Could it really be this good? All of it? LA Maggots was killing them. And as far as lineup goes, just like the 420 Funk Mob, but on a different scale, that configuration of the LA Maggots that day quite possibly could have had the best players of P-Funk, at the least in my mind, for sure in my mind, position for position. They were there. As far as my subjective experience and my subjective opinion, position for position, they had the best players of P-Funk in LA. If I could say that, which I probably can't, because I don't know all the players in LA. But I do know that in our group, or our span of funk and how we do it, and what I've heard of funk and P-Funk in LA, it was killing. And I'm like, it can't be this good. It has to be me. It can't be this good. It has to be me. It just does. And I like that. I like saying that or thinking that. Just to give some mystery to it. Or romance, or, you know, some kind of twist on it. To not speak in an absolute. To leave it ethereal. As I make up words and put them in places that they may or may not need to go. It's just, it was just good. It was, I guess, from May 5th, May 4th to June 13th with my birthday in there. The music I love so much, played at the highest level, in my subjective opinion. I'm like, what the hell else is there? I'm like, what the hell else is there? My birthday, flew to Kansas City, had a front row seat, front row center. I counted the seats. Dead center front row. They opened up with knee deep. I was done. And I say it again, highest energy, knee deep, that I've heard in a very long while. We made it, the halfway point, 224. We made it. Here, 224, trying to get the selfie, then we turn around and go back, so I can get back at about 2 o'clock, give me an hour to shower and get dressed, breakfast. A lot of Jeeps out here. A lot of Renegades, I should say, too. A lot of Jeeps and a lot of Renegades. I do like my Renegades, don't I? I do like my Renegade. Back here with granddaughter. Oh, and I took granddaughter to, the park where the LA Maggots played. It may have been she didn't respond the way I thought she would, or I hope she would, or you know, because it was a bouncy house there, and that's all she wanted. It was a bouncy house there, and I think what happened was, I walked into where the band area was, and she saw me, and I called her to me, but nobody saw me call her. So when she ran up, you know, on stage, basically, you know, there was wires and stuff, and there was a reaction that may have startled her and put her off a little bit. Then the loud music. But then in the bouncy house, because I could see, by the way, you know, she was standing there doing the music. She was processing. And, you know, she didn't kind of like fill it out. But that's the first time. Usually the first time doing anything, she liked that. The second time, one time we was at the zoo. And we went into the petting area. And I forgot, you know, she only 2 feet tall. So that baby goat is 3 feet tall. It's like bigger than, as big as she is, you know, so it's a whole different perspective. I was like, you want to pet it? She ain't want to pet nothing. She ain't want to go in there. I had to drag her in there. And then once she got in there, looked around, you know, she was like hid behind me, or she would hide behind another adult. I tried to hide, didn't I? Oh my God, something got on the screen. I shouldn't have said that. Something did get on the screen. Oh, that was from before, because that's dried. I know, I didn't have to say all of that, did I? I didn't. Because we was at the zoo, and we went to the petting area. She was like, no, I won't go in there. The ghost is in there, or whatever. You know, she ain't say, you know, actually it said, I had to drag it. She's like, yeah. I was like, come on. Got her in there. You know, she looked and she watched the other kids and this and that. She stood behind me. And then she loosened up a little bit and was able to, you know, go around and look at the animals and kind of get away from me, get out from under me and like see what's going on and figure that part out. And then we walked away. We left there and got something to eat. I think I gave her a bottle. I think that was back when she was taking bottles, still taking bottles. Gave her a bottle and some stuff, and you know, we sat down for a little bit. And then we went back in there the second time, like 15 minutes later. Much different. Still a little bit apprehensive, but major difference, you know, because that was like her second time there. But when it was time to go, she was ready to go. It's time to get out of there. She led the way. I don't know how she figured out the exit. She must have seen other people leaving, because she knew she was leading me out. I wasn't even sure how to get out, but she was. Probably the same way with swimming. We put her in the swim pool, a real swim pool, you know, and dunked her. You know, I had to go underwater. Learn how to hold her breath. She come up. She had her eyes shut tight. She didn't want to open her eyes till all the water was off. And it's funny, she would go under with her mouth open and her eyes shut. And she didn't like splashing at all. No water to the face. She do not play water to the face. When we was out playing at the bouncy house yesterday, you know, it was all muggy and she got sweaty and stuff. And so, you know, they're playing in the grass and the dirt. I was like, I'm going to have to give you a bath. You know, of course, I was like, ain't going to be no, you know, all elegant, like probably like your grandmother and your mother give you. I'm just going to put some bubble bath, make some bubbles, put you in that water, and just get this stuff off you. Probably ain't gonna be no spa lotion massage and fragrances and all that stuff. I'm gonna dry you off. And it wasn't no, and I got the hand shower, the detachable one. I was gonna like, you know, kind of like squirt her down in the face. Nope. She wasn't having that. She was not having that water to the face at all. And we was in the pool splashing. She did not like that water splashing to the face. That was a no. Her reaction was no. And she don't usually react like that to stuff. She's usually open to it, you know, or laugh at it. But this, So I had to get her out, and I wet a towel or a washcloth, and I wiped her face off, you know, just to get some of that sweat and dirt off. I was hoping, you know, she'd lay down, eat, and stay relaxed. I'm learning to, when she get a cranky or whatever, you got to put her down to sleep, to nap. And fortunately or unfortunately, got to use that pacifier to do it. Give her that pacifier and her tablet, she good to go. She'll just lay there, calm. And then I was talking to telling my mother about it, and my mother was like, "That's why they call her the pacifier." I was like, "Wow." I was like, "Wow." It just hit me. Pacifier, because it definitely pacifies her. Oh my God. Oh my God. It calms her down. You can sit there for a long time, just looking at her tablet, watching her videos, scrolling. She get cranky, that's what she want. And it seems we was trying to keep it from her, but look like she won. Everybody is giving it to her. Now it's just like, you know, you give it to her, but no walking around with it. You got the pacifier, you gotta be in bed. At least I gotta draw the line somewhere. Because first it was no pacifier. Like every time she see me, she walk up and just hand me the pacifier. That's how she was about it. And then she going about her business, no problem. When she get that, hit that spot where she cranky and tired or whatever, and she need to reset. Give her that pacifier, give her a tablet, put her in the bed, lay her down, just let her reset. Big difference. Big difference. Anyway, here we are. Youngstown, Ohio. The ultimate remote location. The place that made, that contributed to me being who and what I am. Right here. This is new. That wasn't there. Of course, you can see that Mattress King place was there. I don't know if it was Mattress King, but you can tell how old the building is. You know, some of those, that building across the street, you can see, obviously, you can see that the Dairy Queen is new. Mr. Scale. I gotta do right. Yesterday, I had an indulgent day. I got a couple of anomaly weights. I went down to 211 because I was walking in severe heat and hot, sweated a lot. Got back. I drank so much water. I drank like 4 cans of soda yesterday. Kool-Aid. I dilute my Kool-Aid, so it's really mostly water. But it's like water with a hint of sugar in it. Just put a lot of that water weight back on. Went from 211 to 218. So I know both of those numbers, you know, aren't totally real. The real number lies somewhere in the middle between there. Woke up this morning at 217.2. Had circus peanuts, cherry sour balls, and oatmeal, marshmallow oatmeal sandwich. cookies, or whatever those things are, before bed. Just indulge, you know. Give myself a day. 217.2. If I get back just from this walk, be 214 something. And if I can maintain my integrity through the week, at least Monday and Tuesday, damn it, Jeffrey. At least do your thing Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday you off. You know you're gonna act up. Cause you got food in there. Probably got a little bit too much junk in there. In fact, as you think about it, Jeffrey, you got nothing but junk in there. But there's broccoli in there someplace. I may have to go and figure something out. But see, working 3 to 11, I got to do it. Well, I can do it Wednesday. Because I'm going to have to get some healthier type food in there somewhere. Like some broccoli, some vegetables. Some raw foods. Just as a filler. That's a damn shame when the health foods are the filler to keep you from stop eating the junk. Wow, look at this. Somebody pushing a stroller. You actually see somebody walking down the street pushing a stroller. And since I'm not in Los Angeles, I don't think it's a homeless person. Looks like they're pushing a stroller. Because I'll tell you, when I'm walking out here, I don't be seeing it. I be like the only person that I see walking, let alone with a stroller. And you know, me and granddaughter be up and down this street. And she does good. It's amazing. No crying, no whining, no fussing. And it's like 2 hours, almost 2 hours in that thing. I let her out sometime. Every now and then she wanna stand up or sit up and turn around face backwards. And I kinda don't mind that, except for the hood. She has to hold on to the hood, and the hood is retractable. So if she get jolted backwards, the hood is just gonna come right with her. It's not a support. Because I ain't worried about her holding on. It's just that she holding on to something that's going to give. Just let her flip over backwards. And don't want that. Wait a minute. I don't see nothing in the stroller. I'm joking. Too far back. But that's what we do. A nice stroller too. You can tell by the big wheels, it's a three-wheel stroller with big wheels. Strollers are expensive. You might as well get a good one. I remember, I'll tell this story again. I'll keep telling it. They said they wanted to spend $400 on a stroller. I was like, uh-uh. I was like, no way. But that thing was the best investment. It was the best investment. Because I get use out of that thing. I get serious use out of it. Homie look all right, but the stroller's empty. He looked like he all right. Looked like he going somewhere with it. But the stroller's empty. He's like, you waiting on the bus. And he looking at the stroller. There ain't nothing in it. But he look all right. Guess you can't judge a book by its cover, though. Here's where we started, huh? Here's where I started all this. Think I cut it on right when I was walking up to Uptown Pizza. So I guess the person I think I saw one other person. Caucasian female pushing a stroller with it. This one actually had a baby in it on this street, so only like two times. all the times, you know, I've walked the street, especially in this weather. The weather's been like really hot and humid. And to be honest, the day that we was out here, I probably shouldn't have been out here. It was probably too hot to be out here. See that building there? That used to be where Amer's Hobby Shop was. As I remember, I think Boardman Hobby used to be there, or Lafayette Electronics. One of them, I think Lafayette Electronics was there, and Amer's Hobby Shop was in there. So love Amer's Hobby Shop. H.O. Scale Trains. Race, they had racing car sets and everything. You know, high level models. You know, plastic models you build, kits. I used to ride my bike over here. It was a big deal to come this far, to go in there and look at all the stuff. I'd have my books, you know, my HL scale books, and this and that. Go to the library, do my study. Crystal radios, electronics, you know. I've told the story before. I won't bore you once again. This thing is cool right here. This thing is cool right here. I'm about to figure out. I want to find out where they got that from. I don't know if Kimberly will want one, but I sure would like to get one for her. Her porch. I don't think she probably don't want red, white, and blue. Not that she against red, white, and blue. She don't seem to be too political. Would rather stay politically neutral. So Mary gotta find something to match her decor. Like a pink and orange, I think is her colors. But anyway, here we are. Humidity is lovely. The humidity is lovely. Oh my God, it's lovely. And it's a breeze. And I think it's like 75, 76 degrees, but it's a breeze. And it almost feels cool compared to what it was and to what we had went through before. So, we was walking up here. Granddaughter saw the X. And she said, X? The only thing I say about that 2.5 year older, if she say something, more than likely it's there. I just don't doubt her no more. If she says something or sees something, I turn around and look to see what she's referring to. Because a lot of times, she's accurate. You know, there's actually a duck. We walking down Market Street, and she goes, ducks, ducks? I was like, yeah, sure. And I looked up, across the street, sure enough, there was some ducks. And from then on, you know, whenever she says something, not only give her the benefit of the doubt, it's beyond giving her the benefit of the doubt. I trust her judgment, even. Ooh, wow, that's deep, huh? To say that I trust her judgment. Well, is it judgment or is it whatever it's called? And I don't know if it's judgment. Anyway, I think that's all I got to say. I might edit this, I might not. No, I don't think I am. I'm just going to send it up raw. Send it up raw, edit it later. From the remote location. Can I do it this way? Is that better? I was going to try to do it. Figured the sun was facing the other way. But, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.